In this lecture, I'm going to talk about the foundation for all contracts, a thing called consideration. And consideration is a legal term that basically refers to the stuff or the service that's being exchanged for. Now remember, contracts are all about exchanging things of value to one another. And if we're not exchanging anything, then it's not really a contract. First, I'm going to read out the technical definition of consideration to you, then I'll explain a little bit more about what it means. So this comes from Statute 71 on the Restatement on Contracts. It says, consideration may consist of an act other than a promise, a forbearance, or the creation, modification, or destruction of a legal relation. Okay, so let's break that down a little bit. Basically, it means consideration can be an act, like someone painting your house. It can be physical stuff, like property or money. And it can also be not doing something you otherwise have a legal right to do. For example, you could pay me money to not sell my upcoming rap album to a competing record label. As just a quick basic example, let's say you and I form a contract with each other. I offer you $500 for your iPhone. In that case, the consideration on my end would be the $500, and the consideration on your end would be your iPhone. So it's pretty straightforward. Now, there's a second aspect of consideration that I need to go over at this point. Whatever we're giving to each other, it only counts as consideration as if what I'm giving you is inducing you to give me your consideration. So going back to the $500 for the iPhone example, if you're going to give me your iPhone regardless of me giving you $500, then there is not consideration. So there's really two parts to consideration. There's the action prong, or the thing prong, which is the actual thing we're giving up, or the thing we're doing. And then there's the motive prong, which means that our consideration is the thing that's getting the other party to do their action. Now, as you'd expect, there are some edge cases where it can be a little dubious about whether something should really count as consideration. Let's talk about some of these scenarios. One case is when only one side is offering consideration. And if that happens, there's no contract. Instead, that's just a promised gift. And courts do not enforce promised gifts. So if you told me you'd give me your iPhone, but I did not promise to give you any money for it, then there is no contract. Now, it is possible there can be an exception to this rule, but for now, don't worry about that. We'll touch on it later. The next case is when each side is offering consideration, but one side consideration is so weak or so small in value relative to what the other side is giving that it doesn't count. So let's go through an example. If LeBron James offered me his mansion, all his proceeds from his shoe contracts, and one of his championship rings, and I offered him $1, then that's almost certainly not a contract. And of course, the issue there is, while technically I'm offering consideration, in reality, I'm not. It really looks more like a promised gift than a legit contract. And the reason for that is, it just seems really hard to believe that it's my $1 that's convincing LeBron James to give me all his assets. Now, it has to be really, really ridiculous for courts to not think of it as consideration. You know, in almost all cases, as long as something non-trivial is being offered up by both sides, courts aren't going to question whether there's sufficient consideration. So that's the basic rules of consideration. Right now, this consideration doctrine may seem like an abstract rule that doesn't seem very relevant, but as we start looking at some cases, you'll see why it actually matters and how it can be an issue. Now, before we go, I want to pose a question to you. Why don't courts enforce promised gifts? Why do they require consideration to be on both sides of the contract? See if you can come up with an argument in support of enforcing promised gifts, or against if you'd prefer. And if you're in our Pod Talk group, go ahead and leave a comment and tell me what you think. Thanks for joining me. Talk to you next time.